Hi, good morning. 713, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Sorry, Hunter, I had to cut you off. You were telling me a riveting story about your VR club.
You know what? Hey, peace out. I'm going to be rich, and you're going to be jealous. Just saying, I made my first prototype VR golf club last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? Go ahead and make fun all you want, because I'm proud of it, and I looked at it, and I was like, damn, this should be marketed. This is going to be huge.
Huge. Huge.
Huge. Just saying. Something starts somewhere. And you know what? Starting right here.
Can you tell us about it, or do you not want to give anything away?
I don't know if I want to. I'm serious. Dude, I'm dead serious. I don't know if I want to.
Is that good?
It is that good.
Wow. Wow.
So it's... No, I will tell you. And right here, because this is recorded. At 6:14 a.m. on March 4th, 2002, I claim this patent. This is Hunter's thing.
2022. You said 2002. 2022.
There you go. 2022. It's a weighted VR club. Uh-huh. So the VR golf game is already so good, but the crappy thing about it is you're not swinging a real club. You're just grabbing a controller. And they have VR golf clubs, but they're not weighted. It doesn't feel like a real golf club, but mine feels like a golf club in your hand. To which makes you feel like you're on the damn golf course, dude. So, you know what? Here we go.
They do have the home smart golf simulator with swing stick, which has the ball at the end and gives you that.
That's V-Golf. That's not even close.
Okay.
So I'm talking straight VR. So you have to get an Oculus Quest to play and do what I'm doing. Period. And this golf club that I just made last night makes that game a 1,000 times better, and it's already fantastic.
Wow. Well, hey, buddy, it's nice having you on here while you were on here, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're cashing in those big weighted VR golf club checks.
It is the very beginning stages of what's going to happen with VR golf. Dude, it might get to the point where people are like, I'm not even going to go out anymore. It's so real and so immersive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you can golf anywhere at any time of the year, I mean, you can golf at places where the pros golf. I get it. I get it, buddy. You know? I do.
And a lot of you out there are probably thinking and saying in your head, like, no, it's not the same. It's a video game. Dude, this is pretty, it's right on.
Well,
You're golfing.
And to the point where, I mean, it's just going to keep getting better. But even now, it's pretty much spot on. And if you're just looking for something to do on a cold wintry day, if you want to go, you know, golf Pebble Beach on March 4th in Michigan, you can do it. You can do it.
Go ahead.
Well, good. Hey, buddy.
One more thing. You know how good this game is? So the other day I was playing with my buddy, which is another great thing. He's at his house, I'm at mine, and I'm fist bumping him, dude. We're playing at Wolf Creek, right?
Yep.
He keeps slicing the ball. So in my living room, I walk behind him, watch him swing, tell him, hey, man, you're way out to in. You need to swing out more. Sure enough, boom, it's the ball.
Look at
you
that.
Can give golf lessons in VR.
Unbelievable.
So.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to make you a fishing pole, and then you're going to be like, damn, dude, this. Here we go.
But like your golf simulator, you're still going to be a terrible golfer. I'm still going to be a terrible fisherman. That's what it is.
But here's the thing. I could be terrible at my house now, and it feels real.
People are going to see it. Like, no, I'm going to play this round by myself, guys.
Exactly.
I'm going to play this round by myself. Well, I'm excited for you, buddy. I'm excited for you.
Here we go.
Good luck.
Come on with me, dude. Come on.
I'll invest $10. I'll be a silent investor. All right? So
you know what? Depending on how much I make, you might. Come on top on that.
What I would hate, though, whenever I hear something like this, you always think about that guy who sold his, Wozniak or whatever, who sold his Apple stock for $800. He's like, nah, I'm out of here. I'm done. The Facebook guy who's like, nah, I'm going to sell this. Give me my, few $1,000. And then
billions. Then it hits billions.
Just in case, I'm going to give you like $20. Be like, all right, here, I'm a silent partner. Yeah. And then I'll cash in the checks later on. That's it. Anyway, enough of Hunter's amazing invention. We have to get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
It's like 10 minutes on just that.
It's perfect. Way too long. We should move to now we don't have time for WTF of the day. So who's more at fault here? The tattoo artist or the customer for not double-checking this? A woman on TikTok recently got her parents' name tattooed on each leg right above her knee, and the tattoo artist misspelled her dad's name. The dumb part is it's a very common name. His first name is John, and the tattoo artist spelled it J-H-O-N. God, it's a soft J. It's a soft J. All right, Jan. It's a Jan. She says she was so worried about the misspelling of her mom's name, she didn't notice John was misspelled. Her mom's name is Christian with a K. It might even be Kristen. K-R-I-S-T. Christian. But that's not a real common woman's name, is it? Christian. That's more of a guy. Anyway, yeah. The weirdest part is she's cool with it. As a kid, her brother signed her dad up for a magazine subscription and misspelled his name the same way, so it's like an inside joke that wasn't meant to happen.
The guy, the dad misspelled his own name?
No, the son did.
The son did.
Her brother signed up the dad and misspelled the name. That must have been years ago, so...
You know how disappointed your dad is? He's up there looking down like, come on.
Really, guys? It's John, for God's sakes.
This is not rocket science here, guys.
Oh, thanks for the tattoo, honey, in honor of me. This is great. Really appreciate it. Right. Here's what is baffling to me. Okay, because you know me. As you say, Hunter, I'm a dirtbag. I'm covered in tattoos, all right? I do. I got tattoos all over.
Hey, at least you're aware.
You double check. I mean, multiple times. All the times I've gotten tattoos, they'll put it on you. They'll put the outline on. You go and look at it to make sure it's good, and then you go sit back down. Was this lady's like, you're fine. Just go for it. Just go for it. It's fine. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to.
See, that's just that. See,
what are you doing?
That's one of the reasons why I don't have a tattoo, because that terrifies me, man.
Yeah, but this is on the lady, 110%. The fact that she didn't look at the tattoo after just the outline was put on, also, was this... They didn't say, but is this like one of those shady tattoos, like a buddy with a tattoo gun? He's like, oh, no, I can do it for you. I can do it for you for a fraction of the price.
Can I see just some of your previous work? That's my first question. You know?
Yeah, I did them here on myself. Right, look, I did that one, and I did that. Okay, do you have any that aren't on yourself, all right, that weren't done in the mirror version?
Now spell couch.
That's it. I'm going to a professional. I'm going to a professional. Anyway, so she's keeping it. I guess she's got to be happy with it, because it's not like you can switch that around, or I guess you can cover it up. But just maybe do a little vetting on your tattoo artist, okay?
No erasers.
All right, before you give me this tattoo, here's a spelling test, and then also here is a color in the lines test. Let's see how you do. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.